Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Daily Migs Show, only on the mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Coming up this Sunday, Sarah and I will be lacing up our sneakers for Walk MS. It's happening in Seattle at Gasworks Park, and KISW has a team, of course.
How's the weather looking?
So far, amazing.
Awesome.
But, you know, everything can change in 5 minutes. But So far, so good. Very excited about that. I will bring sunscreen if anyone shows up without.
You're such a mom.
Make sure that everyone is safe from the sun. But it's so exciting. This is, I think, the 10th year that KISW has had a team. It's very near and dear to my heart because my mom has MS. So we're raising money. If you want to make a donation, you can head to KISW.com.
Might I recommend people joining? Is it okay if they join the 69 Club for Walk MS?
I think my mom would be honored if you joined the 69 Club for Walk MS, Rockaholics.
You can say that, not me. But if you can, $69, $6.90, $690, whatever you can donate, you get to become a part of our very exclusive, okay, not so exclusive club, the 69 Club.
For all things Walk MS, you can head to KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Jamie from Lake Taps is. Jamie, are you there?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jamie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What is the capital of California?
San Francisco?
No.
No, Sacramento.
Yes. Stevie Nicks is lead singer of which rock group?
Fleetwood Mac?
Yes. Which fairy tale character slept for 100 years?
Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty.
Yes. The famous Lewis and Clark expedition was commissioned by which U.S. president?
Washington.
No.
Abraham Lincoln?
No.
Pass.
How many soccer players should each team have on the field at the start of each match?
12.
No.
13.
No.
7.
No. Which continent is closest to Antarctica?
Pass.
What 70s show actress played Laurie in the 2012 comedy Ted?
I don't know that female's name. Oh, pass. Oh, man.
Jamie, you started out strong, but then the end got to you. But you got 3 correct.
Oh, boy.
Last time only got one.
You know what? That's positive attitude.
You tripled your score then. I don't really think you're going to get a win on this one, though, either.
Well, and here's what we did the math. The math is mathing. If Steve,
I love walking in on that kind of expert analysis.
If Steve Miggs wins,
okay,
through the rest of the week, you're going to hit 100 wins by Friday.
For real?
100 wins.
So when Steve Miggs wins?
Well, you've got a good shot at this first game of the day.
Yeah. So he has to get everyone right.
So both the 650 and 850 games.
Today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Ooh, that's a streak right there, baby.
Oh, no. Nope.
Let's see what happens.
No Seattle pressure. Needs a winner, and I'm that winner for them.
Ain't that the truth? Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What is the capital of California?
Capital of California? Yreka?
No.
I don't know. Santa Clara.
No.
San Jose.
Wow, no. Stevie Nicks is the lead singer of which rock group?
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Yes. Which fairy tale character slept for 100 years?
Sleeping Beauty?
Correct. The famous Lewis and Clark expedition was commissioned by what U.S. president?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Roosevelt.
No.
Eisenhower.
No.
Nixon.
No.
I don't know.
How many soccer players should each team have on the field at the start of each match?
Now I'm getting nervous. 11.
Yes.
Yes.
Which continent is closest to Antarctica?
South America?
Yes.
Oh.
What 70s show actress played Lori in the 2012 comedy Ted?
Is that Mila Kunis?
Correct. Tom Brady and what other quarterback are the only people to win Super Bowls with two different teams? What did you just say?
I said she's beautiful.
She is.
She really is. Ooh, I can't think of any other quarterback. Oh my.
You can't think of any other quarterback?
That's won two Super Bowls with two different teams. I can think of other quarterbacks, you dum-dum.
Well, that's what you said.
Well, you know what I meant.
Well, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't matter because you still won 5-3.
Oh, yes.
Sorry,
damn.
Jamie. Even with that terrible performance.
You too, Jamie.
Wow. I don't. The pressure really got to you.
What are you talking about? It's cool, calm, and collected. You know why? I'm the man.
I like that you got a little distracted by Mila Kunis there for a second.
I did.
Once you started
thinking about
picturing
that.
Her.
She's really beautiful.
She is.
Yeah.
And she's funny.
Yes.
I really thought everyone knew the capital of California.
Well, Jamie did.
Jamie did. Sacramento.
Oh, all right.
Your face looked so panicked.
Why do I need to know it?
Why do you need to know any capitals, really?
Exactly. Ask me any other states. I probably don't know the capitals. I know the capital of Washington, the capital of New York. Those are the two places I've lived in my life.
The famous Lewis and Clark expedition was commissioned by
this
which
one
president?
Messed me up.
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh. Jefferson.
Yes. And Tom Brady and what other quarterback are the only people to win Super Bowls with two different teams?
What do you think?
No idea.
Can you give us a hint?
He's in commercials.
Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Ha.
Yep.
Yep.
Duh.
Dang it.
Now you know. Well, you still won, Steve. Congratulations.
Hey, you're on your way to 100 wins this week.
Woo!
Well, I hope I do a little bit better in the next game, though.
Me too.
Sometimes you don't need to be the best.
Sometimes you just got to squeak through.
Yep. One of the biggest movie stars of all time just shared a great story about getting drunk and getting pierced. And Jimmy Buffett was to blame? You're going to hear from him at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, have you ever been hit by a foul ball or a puck or any other flying item at a sporting event? Please call us up if you have. 206-803-ROCK. We are asking because a minor league hockey team in Cleveland honored a guy named Andrew Podolak this past weekend from saving a kid from a stray puck. It happened at a Cleveland Monsters game this last Thursday, and here's Andrew, the kid's mom, Asia, talking about what happened.
I just saw it was, like, wobbling and whatnot, so I was like, oh, God, the first thing I got to do, first instinct, is protect the kid, jump in front of it. I just kind of went off to the side, and it actually hit me, like, on the inside of the hand right here.
And after he caught the puck, he told me that the empty seat next to him was his seat, too. If I was him, I would have been switched seats.
What did she say there? I would have...
If I was him, I would have been switched seats.
I would have switched seats?
Switched seats.
Okay. So she's like, if I was you, I would have let my kid get hit in the face with a puck. Is that what she's trying to say?
What's really cool, the follow-up on that,
thanks,
though.
Thanks, Mom.
They let the kid do the ceremonial puck drop.
I hope they didn't let Mom anywhere near that.
If I was him, I would have been switched seats.
So, like, the kid... that almost got hit with the puck got to drop the puck.
Yes.
But the guy who got hit with the puck didn't get to drop the puck.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think he just got honored.
I'm not trying to start any beef with these two, obviously. I mean, I think that's, no, it's super nice. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's what a cool story.
Yeah.
But do you think if there's anything in the back of the guy who got hit with the puck's back of his mind going, I'd like to drop the puck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Think he maybe deserved it.
Right. Have you ever been hit with anything? Like, so you asked, that's a very, I mean, obviously a very specific question to ask people if they've ever been hit with a foul ball or a puck or anything. I've been terrified of being hit by a foul ball only to realize I have terrible depth perception and that ball was coming nowhere near me, even though I'm like, ah, it's coming. And I realize it's like two sections over.
You get your glove out?
No, I put my wife in front of me, of course, like a good man would.
When I was working for the Everett Aqua Sox a gazillion years ago, I used to do promotions on the field.
Okay.
And they had this giant board that had Velcro around the outside where they could roll out a poster of a sponsor and Velcro it to the sign, and you'd take it out and hold it for the, you know, in between innings or whatever, and then walk it back in. Well, we were having trouble getting the sign back through the door, and the play had resumed, and a foul ball got smacked right, it hit me right in the shoulder blade, and it dropped me. Even I thought I like blacked out for a second. I completely had the wind knocked out of me. I swear, I'm like, there had to have been laces on my back. It hurt like crazy.
Did you ever like have like an anxiety attack then when you were still working and you heard like a like if you're not looking at the play and you have no idea where that ball is going, did you have that kind of fear that you're going to get conked in the head or in the body again?
You just don't think it's ever going to happen to you, and then it does happen to you, and after that moment I never stopped looking at the plate at home plate when we'd be moving these, you know, signs in and out of the door. But you know, everybody checked on me. I was fine. I lived to tell the tale, but I always thought like, what if it had hit me in the head or something like that?
Right.
It was really bad.
Now Kevin was filling in for Danny. You said your dad got hit by a foul ball once.
Back in the day at the Kingdom, and we were not in like really expensive seats. This was in the cheap seats. My dad was leaning down to get some nachos, and Cecil Fielder, who was a big home run hitter for the Detroit Tigers, he hit a home run, hit my dad in the shoulder as he was leaning down to get nachos. Worst part is, he didn't even get the ball. He got hit in the shoulder. Some guy climbs over us, grabs the ball, throws it back.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
We didn't even get the ball.
Oh, so he was throwing it back kind of like the, hey, F you.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's like, throw it back. Well, my dad's like wincing in pain, toppled over.
And how cool would it have been to have a Cecil? I mean, he was a...
I know.
You know, baseball when I was growing up, I mean, Cecil Fielder was like, he was the guy. He was
absolutely.
He was crushing dingers. To be able to own one of his baseballs would have been sick.
And with a storyline that's even cooler. Like,
yeah.
This, I got hit by this ball.
Hit me.
I didn't catch it. I got hit.
Some rando effer decides to throw it back on the field.
We did not stay for the rest of that game. He's like, we're going home.
He's like, I'm done. I hate this.
Well, please just be careful and keep your eye on the ball, Rockaholics. He is one of the biggest movie stars of all time, and he just shared a great story about getting drunk and getting pierced, and Jimmy Buffett was to blame. You're going to hear from him at 7:20.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rockaholics, we all find inspiration in different ways to apply to our lives. We know you've done it too. So when were you inspired to do something stupid or something interesting? 206-803-ROCK. During last week's Jimmy Buffett tribute concert at the Hollywood Bowl, Harrison Ford told the crowd how Jimmy inspired him to make a major change to his look.
Jimmy Buffett was a cool guy. I remember one day...
Before we finish this audio, just so you know, we didn't slow down the audio.
That's just how he talks
In
now.
In fact, I feel like we should have maybe did like that 1.5 speed up thing on like your podcast apps.
Some might say boozy lunch with Jimmy and Ed Bradley. With Bradley's birthday. I saw both of them had earrings. So right after lunch, I got my ear pierced. That's just how infectious Jimmy's coolness. Infectious enough for a 40-year-old man to spontaneously get his ear pierced.
He was apparently 55, not 40.
And he was apparently really stoned, I think, when he told that story.
A little stoned. I feel like Margaritaville.
I feel like you're hanging out with Harrison Ford. You're like, babe, I'm going out with Harrison Ford. I'm going to be gone for a while. He's got one story to share. It might take 5 hours.
And now he's all pierced up.
Yeah, man. That is crazy how chill he is in this clip.
I mean, I feel like...
I got my ear pierced.
Did you watch... 1923. It's one of the spinoffs from Yellowstone.
No.
Like one of the prequels.
No.
That's exactly how he talks the whole... That's his character in Yellowstone. So I think that just might... Or in 1923. That just might be who he is now.
That's just Harrison Ford
That's just Harrison Ford in the present
day. He's just really, really chill.
Oh, yeah. What about you? What have you been inspired to do?
Oddly enough...
Stupid or
definitely
interesting.
Stupid. And you know, I thought about it just because this is a story about him piercing his ear. Now, have you seen the video of me piercing my eyebrow?
I've seen it so many times, it always makes me laugh.
So you're one of the several tens of thousands on YouTube
my God.
That have decided to watch this video.
Well, also just the sound of your voice. Do you have the audio?
I do have the audio. So to set it up, and we're talking about things that inspire you to do something stupid. So many, many years ago, I was working on The End. And we were doing a contest. I don't even know if it was a contest. We just ended up getting like a guy who had a piercing company that wanted to like kind of get the word out. We're like, yeah, would you be willing to pierce our listeners? And he's like, absolutely. So we thought it would be a fun bit. Anyone who wants to come and get a piercing, come down to the station. We're going to spin a wheel. And whatever it lands on, that's what you get pierced.
Whatever body part.
Yes.
What were the body parts?
All of the above.
What?
Really?
I don't think anything on the genital area.
No prints.
But I think from the waist up, I think if you
Fair
want
game.
Navel, nipplage, like any of those things, whatever you want to do, you could get pierced. Obviously, if they're doing that, do it in another room. But so we were just having people coming in, and the room was packed. We had so many people come in to get piercings. It was pretty fun. So I got caught up in the moment because I was like, I have never had anything pierced in my entire life.
Ever.
Never had any interest. Like, I think it just wasn't my thing. And I think also my dad's like, you can't get any piercings. I'm like, how about tattoos? He's like, that's fine, but no piercings. Old school kind of type of guy. Guys can't have piercings. I'm like, all right. So then I get all tatted up. And I'm like, joke's on you. Piercings can come out. These tattoos are stuck forever.
It's true.
So I was always curious, being a big Faith No More fan. Mike Patton had a pierced eyebrow at one point. I thought it'd be cool if I got my eyebrow pierced as well. So it's a double inspiration. I was inspired by everyone getting piercings, inspired by Mike Patton of Faith No More. And I decided to get a piercing, but I hadn't eaten all morning.
Oh, no.
And it was hot as all hell in the room. So I just got overwhelmed with heat and then the feeling of feeling the flesh ripping. I've never experienced that before.
Because they clamp it, yeah?
Yeah, and part of me just wanted to get a piercing just so I can know what it feels like. I had no intentions of keeping the piercing.
So were you just hoping it would land on eyebrow because you wanted to be like Mike Patton or?
No, I just said I'll do eyebrow.
Oh, you just said you'll do eyebrow.
Because I knew for a fact I wasn't keeping it. So I'm like, well, let me just do the eyebrow so I can know what it feels like. So they pierce it. And then I passed out, and this is the audio.
I feel really lightheaded right now. I might pass out. Yeah, I'm gonna pass out, dude.
Whoa!
That's my favorite part.
Whoa. And down.
Because I knew when I was getting tattoos, my tattoo artist always would say, hey, if you're going to pass out, you'll know. Let me know, because that way I don't end up giving you like a weird line of a tattoo. And that always stuck with me to this day. Like, I know when I'm going to pass out. And so I was like, I'm going to proclaim I'm going to pass out. I was out for a while. In the video, it looks like I died.
Oh, my God.
And it's great because Andy, who was the host at the time, at first was like, take his pants off. And everyone's having fun. Like, let's screw with him. And then like 30 seconds go by and he's just like, is he going to come through? Because I think he realized, oh, crap, we might have just killed our producer.
How did they bring you back to consciousness?
I just came back.
You just came back. They weren't like slapping you or
throwing
water on
you. That's a whole other story. I legit thought I went to hell. Like,
what? While you were in your blackout?
While I was blacked out, I was on a water slide. This is what I remember. On a water slide going through flames. So I'm like, I'm going to hell. Not even joking.
This was your dad visiting you in your blackout. Because like,
he told me not to get a piercing. You're right. Dad was right all the time. I got to call him today and tell him that.
So after that, how long did you actually keep the eyebrow ring?
I got rid of it that day.
That day.
Because I was playing hockey later on that night. And my goalie mask landed right on the eyebrow. And I'm like, well, unscrewed the little top to it and took it out and never put it back on again.
Oh, my gosh. Well, at least you live to tell the tale.
I feel really lightheaded right now. I might pass out. Yeah, I'm going to pass out, dude.
Whoa.
I also just always love hearing your voice from 20-odd years. It's just the best. I love Steve's voice from then.
The boys haven't dropped yet.
Ooh, Rockaholics, when were you inspired to do something stupid or something interesting? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after fuel. The Daily Mix Show. Rockaholics, when were you inspired to do something stupid or something interesting? 206-803-ROCK. We did just get to enjoy the video.
Yes.
Of your piercing situation.
It's on YouTube. If you just look up by KSW Steve Passes Out, you'll be able to find it. If not, I might throw it on our TikTok later today, so just keep following the Daily Migs on TikTok. I'll put the video up on there as well.
It's a treat.
It's a time capsule to some of the dumber things we've done, and I was inspired because people were getting pierced, and I was like, I'll get pierced too, and then I passed out.
Never again.
Well, you know, like, here we are talking about things, the stupid things that have inspired you to do things, and while we're listening to Fuel, my friend Taryn Daly over here is talking about how she got not her eyebrow pierced, but something else.
Yes. Many, many years ago. I don't know what inspired me to do that. And it was stupid. But I went in to get my
the turkeys.
Pierced. And I didn't pass out.
Clinical term, the turkeys.
My best friend went with me. And our other buddy, Nick, I didn't almost pass out. My best friend didn't almost pass out. But our guy friend that was there was not doing well. Like, he had to leave the room. He almost got, like, he was going to get sick.
So your guy friend was watching you guys get your boobs pierced?
Yeah.
You guys had no problem with that?
No. I'm very close. Very close-knit friend group.
I have female friends that I'm very close with. I've never, ever thought to be like, yeah, I'll sit in the room while you guys get your boobs pierced. I don't know if he talks like that, but I'm picturing it that way.
But so you wouldn't watch that if somebody's offered it?
Not a friend, no.
Not a friend.
Not a friend,
just
no.
A stranger.
An acquaintance, absolutely.
Okay.
I think once you become a friend, I've bypassed the wanting to see your boobs thing. It's just a respect factor. Call me old-fashioned.
That's the Steve Migs we know. Very old-fashioned. Very traditional.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time you recognize that.
Rockaholics, when were you inspired to do something stupid or something interesting? 206-803-ROCK. Ivy in Bellevue, you rescued your friend from the drunk tank, and then what happened?
Well, so we... I was 18. I had just moved to Brooklyn and decided that we were going to rescue her. So we get all the way up to Crown Heights, and we get into a cab on the way back to our dorm, and we're in the cab. And then I realized that I don't have any money. I don't know if I dropped it or what, but I was the one that was supposed to pay for the cab the way there and the way back. And so once I realized, after searching all of my pockets and purse and everything, that I didn't have any money, all of us that were in the cab, there were about four of us, sort of silently communicated that there was no money, there was no way to pay, and we needed to somehow get out of this situation. So we asked the cab driver to pull over and let us out, and then all at once we ended up running off and stiffing the cab driver. We ran through an alley and kind of started getting relaxed, thinking that we were in the clear. And then we get to the other end of the alley, and the cab driver had pulled around and saw us and then began chasing us in his car. So we ended up running through a gated parking lot and then through another alley and then hid behind dumpsters until we were pretty sure that we were in the clear. And thankfully we were. We ended up getting back to our dorms, but it was one of the most frightening experiences of my life, because this guy was literally chasing us with his car. And I was certain that at some point that he must have seen us go back to our dorm, that the cops were going to show up or something. And they never did. I felt really bad about it, but I was also like super broke. And
this sounds like the plot to the drunkest action movie of all time.
All my stories are like movie plots.
Here's a stupid question. I mean, pardon my ignorance, because you said you had to save your friend from a drunk tank. My first thought, I was thinking like those water tanks you had at the fair where they sit and they're in a giant vat of booze.
A dunk tank.
Yeah, that would be amazing if it was like all booze. So is there an actual spot where like they kind of keep all the drunk people, like the police keep them, and you're able to break them out of that?
Well, we didn't break her out. No, okay. we just knew that they would let her out once she had sobered up enough to leave. And Crown Heights, what I was told at the time, this was like 2000, wasn't like the best area. So we just wanted to make sure she got home. So we went out and got her and waited until they let her go. And then went back to our dorm.
Well, right on, Ivy. You're a good friend.
She pays all the cab drivers now.
Someone said I'm a 90s kid, and thanks to Jackass, it inspired me to do a lot of stupid things. Screw that, don't do it at home warning. We did a lot, not limited to me and my buddies. We did the whole shopping cart going down the big ass hill. Oh. It was so fun. We got ejected from it. We didn't, good thing we didn't have to pay for our health care. LOL.
Oh.
Another person says, Migs, I was inspired by you. I passed out while getting pierced. No, they said, when you started sharing your stories of pro wrestling and pursuing your dream in your 40s, I decided to take up something that I've always wanted to do and never did. Fencing. I'm now 43 and I've been doing it for 5 years. Love the show.
That's really cool.
Fencing would be fun, I think.
It makes a beep when you get them, right?
Does it?
I think in fencing, if you hit them, like, isn't there like a little buzzer or like a beeper thing?
I think it's just the person squealing because you just stabbed them. I have no idea. I've never done it.
Matt in Monroe, you're also someone who passes out when you get pierced.
Yes, I got inspired to get my nose pierced by hand at an amateur hockey game. In the bleachers, in the white trash section.
What?
Like, was there just a pop-up piercing area, or how did that go down?
Or someone with a safety pin.
There was a hot chick that had her nose pierced, so I asked her if she could do my nose, so she pulled an earring out of her ear, a stud, and pushed it through the side of my nose.
Oh,
you know, some people just offer to buy somebody a drink. I love that you're just like, hey, hot lady, can you pierce my nose? And she was down to do it.
Yeah, I passed out and bled everywhere.
Oh, no. So did you keep the nose ring or did you take it out?
So I woke up the next morning and discovered what I had done.
Really? Did you get her number?
I didn't have a lot of memory of it. It was a hockey game, like I said, so we were
at
the beer garden section.
Did you get the girl's number at least?
No, nothing. Nothing became of that either.
I wanted it to be that they've been married for 20 years.
Right. I would love to get her on the phone and hear her side of the story. Some drunk dude just came up and pierced me.
Oh,
and I did it, and I think he might have died.
Ouch. Rockaholics, we know that at some point you have had a ridiculous run-in with the law, one that you'll never forget. Call us up now as we want to hear the story. And your story will give you a chance at winning tickets to see the Black Keys at Climate Pledge Arena on October 3rd. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.